Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do this song especially for you.
Okay, WWE writers are not happy, people are not happy backstage, morale is down, and now it looks like Triple H is getting a little bit aggravated at his father-in-law for taking what he creates and ruining it. Look at War Machine. Look at Asuka and Kairi Sane. Here come the stupid name changes. Look at Ricochet. Now he makes Bobby Roode into a porn star. All Bobby Roode needs is to have his face on his tights and do a little hip swivel. They call him ravishing. As far as the tag team titles go for Money in the Bank, they are not going to be on the main show. They are going to be on the pre-show. Daniel Bryan and Rowan will be facing the Uso brothers, the Usos, in defense of their tag team title. Jeez, Daniel, you've really been moved down. The pre-show is usually the matches that people see as they're going into the arena. And that's where you're going to be, Bryan, on the pre-show, or the countdown show, as they used to say in the old days. I don't think any of the Raw or SmackDown fans will be saying that to Vince McMahon, although Raw did get more people into the arena last night, and SmackDown was only half full. And the weirdest thing is, I just got this. They're using the same writing team for both shows. There's no changes. They're using the same writing teams for both shows every week. My idea: split them up. One team for Raw, one team for SmackDown. This way you're not using 30 writers to do two shows. You're using a certain amount for one, a certain amount for the other. Split them up. And if that means having a different announce team, then have a different announce team.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's wrong with WWE. They have a wooden heart. Well, let's see. SmackDown started the same way Raw did. This time, The Miz and the Uso boys helped Roman out. It ended up being Elias, Rowan, Bryan, and Shane. 3-on-2 with Roman and the Usos. Setting up for Money in the Bank. Kevin Owens' guest on the KO show was supposed to be Kofi Kingston. And Kofi, and I guess you could say KO had a surprise for Kofi, when out of the blue comes Sami Zayn to do a 2-on-1 on Kofi. But Kofi ended up getting the best of the two of them. It also was announced that the tag team titles for SmackDown, held by Bryan and Rowan, would not be defended against the Usos during the main show on Sunday. That belt and that match will take place during the pre-show, the show that happens when people are entering the arena.
Okay, so I didn't bother to say it.
Okay.
Pickup. EO8. Insert. Take 10.